the best democracy money can buy, the Election Crimes Report. This is Greg Palast with Dennis Bernstein reporting.
Welcome to our special weekly podcast, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Elections Crime Bulletin, with award-winning investigative reporter and best-selling author Greg Palast. I'm Dennis Bernstein. Each week, Greg and I will bring you crucial information you will need to know to protect your vote and your democracy. This week, we're going to do a postmortem on yesterday's California primary. Greg, I know you were out there. You were also trying to vote. Pick it up from there.
Well, I think that we need to get a long piece of yellow tape that says crime scene and wrap it around the state of California, Dennis. It was ugly. It was bad. If those who are wondering, how did that happen where the polls going into there were no exit polls, by the way. Interesting. The polls days before the election were showing that it was a dead heat between Senator Sanders and Secretary Clinton, with Sanders rising. How could it be what the AP calls a crushing victory with so-called 96% of the vote counted?
And I know, because I have been keeping track of this too, Greg, and a lot of young people, a lot of first-time voters were misled or devastated when they had the information, but they still couldn't get the proper ballot.
They couldn't get the proper ballot. Also, a lot of people registered and didn't find their name on the voter rolls. Yes. Then they got provisional ballots. You have to understand, if your name's not on the voter roll, they'll give you a provisional ballot. But that doesn't mean they'll count the vote. They won't. If your name is not on the roll, it doesn't matter if it was if you registered, but they never got around to putting you on. Remember, you got to count on those clerks. I'm telling. So I want to kind of. Obviously, we got the California listeners who really need to know that this was not anything close to what we would call an election. I mean, you know, look, Greg Palast is the guy. You know, I'm the guy that uncovered the voting shenanigans in Florida in 2000 and then Ohio 2004 and et cetera, et cetera. In terms of sheer numbers, yesterday was the most biased election I have seen in the United States.
Really?
And just because of the sheer number of people who were shafted out of their votes, probably in the area of 400,000 or 500,000 in a single state, because most states don't even have that many voters, let alone be able to shaft them out. So just in terms of just monstrous size of the disappearing vote, it was the biggest I've seen. But that's, you know, has to do with California's size. But it's shameful because it's a one-party state. It's a Democratic Party. There is no real other party. And so this was just the Democratic establishment, you know, beating the crap out of the new young voters. Sanders was leading among Hispanics in the polls, you know, another vulnerable group. You know, it's just, you see the same game. But the thing is, California, I would hardly call it a microcosm of the United States because it's a chunk of the United States. What we saw yesterday, it's fascinating because for the first time in a long time, we had upper middle class white voters, the Sanders supporters, who were being treated as if they'd turned black. And this is obstacle course voting where you have to bring in the envelope and you have to change this and you have to call that and your registration's missing and you're sent to another precinct and you're given a provisional ballot. I used to call them black ballots, the provisional ballots, back of the bus ballots, because they were almost always given to voters of color. And suddenly you have hundreds of thousands of white folk getting a ballot that they've never seen called a provisional ballot. That's new. The problem for Hillary here, frankly, is that all these tricks that were used yesterday, and I'm not accusing her of designing that. I don't know what her role was. I have none. I don't want to accuse anyone. But she should be standing up and saying that is not the democracy that we want to defend, because the Democratic Party is generally the victim, because most of the victims of these voter games, including the handing out provisional ballots, are directed at black folk. And in November, Hillary will miss those votes that get flushed out of the system.
Greg, let me ask you a question about chain of custody. Who, those provisional ballots, who will count them? How will they be secured? Who will protect them?
That's a very good question, because my poll worker says, oh, I decide which of these. I'm going to count these votes myself. I'll make that decision. It's like, what? No, because the problem with provisional ballots is that they're very easy to challenge. They're supposed to be opened up with representatives of all parties available to review and make the decision whether a ballot should be counted or not. Oh, this person came in, but they didn't include their envelope. Now, I don't know how they're going to rule on that. If the rule is that you have to bring in your envelope and you didn't, they'll probably throw away the ballot. If it's someone says, oh, that person was not on the voter roll, they can say, well, they're not on the voter roll. Even if their name was removed wrongly, they're not on the voter roll. Their vote goes down the toilet. Then there'll be a fight over questions where people voted in the wrong precinct, you know, because they've always voted at that same high school for 40 years. And suddenly their precinct, like as happened with Kerry Harrison, my coworker, their precinct got changed. Do you count an out of precinct vote? In Ohio, this was a big battle, huge battle. And out of precinct votes were not being counted. And even though it's a citizen voter. So I don't know how California is going to handle this. There's no rules being set down. There's no system being set down. It is an unholy mess. And I want to talk to the Secretary of State, Mr. Padilla, about this and find out what he's doing with these hundreds of thousands of votes. And I also want to ask my so-called fellow reporters at the AP how you could call an election and say 96% of the votes have been counted when 96% of the votes have not even been received by the voting officials.
You've been listening to The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the Election Crimes Report, with Dennis Bernstein, and this is Greg Palast reporting. For more information, go to www.gregpalast.com.